I want to talk to you about a program called Nineveh 90 by Father Richard Hailman. But first, a little bit of background. This is the 100-year anniversary of Our Lady's apparition at Fatima. A lot happened at Fatima. I can't go into all of it now. I'll make some videos about that later in a couple months. But long story short, Our Lady asked for reparation, making up for the sins that other people commit, to do prayer and penance, an atonement for other people as a sacrifice to help save souls from hell. She asked for a regular rosary, daily rosary to obtain peace from the world. She asked for Marian consecration, and she warned us that we needed to get our lives in order. We needed to live lives that were pleasing to God. Now, in my estimation, 100 years later, things have gotten much worse. It's obvious. You just look around at the culture. So much gender confusion, so much promiscuity, so much abortion. The things that are evil are called good, and the things that are good are called wicked and intolerant. That's where Nineveh 90 comes into play. In the Old Testament, Jonah went to Nineveh to warn the Ninevites that God's just punishments were going to come down upon them. But the Ninevites repented. They turned their hearts to God. They did prayer and penance, and God had mercy on them. Another thing to keep in mind is that Jesus taught that some demons are only driven out with prayer and fasting. Well, there's no doubt that there are many demons wandering about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Pope Paul VI even declared that the smoke of Satan has entered into the Catholic Church. So if the smoke of Satan is in the church, if the smoke of Satan is in our society, in the United States of America, in the family, we need prayer and fasting to drive the evil spirits from our society, to drive the evil spirits from our church. And that's what Nineveh 90 is all about. I want to strongly encourage all of you to take part in Nineveh 90. It's a program of prayer, fasting, discipline that we can all do together so that we can unite our sacrifices as one, so that our voices will be united, our hearts will be united, begging God for His mercy, begging God for the conversion of our family and friends, begging God to get rid of the smoke of Satan that's causing so much confusion in the church. So go to Nineveh90.com. On the right-hand side, there's a place where you can sign up on the email list. Father Hailman will send you emails, reminders of the 33-day consecration that will take place at the end of the 90 days. He'll send you a rosary novena that we can offer all of our intentions to Our Lady. Now, there are many suggestions that Father Hailman has on his website, from fastings that we can do, from prayers that we can do. I don't want you to get overwhelmed. I don't want you to look at the list and say, I can't do that. That's too much. I quit. I'm not going to do that. No, I don't think Father wants you to do that either. Pray. Look at your life. Say, Lord, what is it that I need to do? I've broken it into three categories. Father Hillman's got a ton of wonderful things, but you might look at that and be overwhelmed. I want you to think about three main categories. The first category, health and wellness, asceticism, self-denial. What does that include? That includes some aspect of fasting. On his website, he recommends fasting on bread and water on Wednesdays and Fridays. Maybe you can't do bread and water because of your health problems. Consider maybe blending fruit and vegetables together and drinking it, a liquid diet, so that you're getting your nutrition. If Mondays work better for you than Wednesday, do Monday and Friday. It's not set in stone, but do something. Pick 2 days out of the week where you're gonna fast or abstain from something that you really want. Also, wake up early, get some exercise. Pick something in this category, pick many things. Challenge yourself, but be reasonable. Look at your schedule. So that's one category. Health and wellness, aestheticism, offering a sacrifice of the body to our Blessed Mother so that she can make a fitting offering to God for us. The second aspect, prayer. What kind of prayer? Specifically, on his website, he mentions visits to the Blessed Sacrament, a holy hour of adoration every single day. Why? I can't do a whole hour. Oh, it's so hard. Okay, 20 minutes. You can pull over. Maybe your chapel does not have perpetual adoration, but you have a tabernacle. Go in there. Resolve to go in and stop every single day. Pick the amount of time that is reasonable, but do it. That's Jesus in there. you ask Jesus face to face with a heart that is so full of love, He will hear your prayer, I promise. For some, going to a church every day is going to be impossible. Don't let that discourage you. Pick something, make a plan, and stick to it. The third aspect, your Marian devotion. At Fatima, Mary had said, pray the rosary every day, repent. Do the Marian consecration, and I will intercede for you, and World War II can be avoided. And guess what happened? We didn't do it. The 90 days begins February 13th. February 13th, resolve, I am going to pray the rosary the rest of my life. Why is this thing 90 days? It's 90 days because that's how long it takes to make a habit. Start with 90 days praying the rosary every single day, and by the end of the 90 days, you'll see that the rosary is such an important part of your spiritual life. So if you're already praying the rosary, maybe add another. Whatever you do, do something extra that's Marian. Wear the brown scapular if you don't already. Participate in the 33-day Marian consecration that Father Heilman will update you on from his website, Nineveh90.com. God bless you all. Let's join our prayers together. This is a special year, 2017. Let's show Our Lady that those before us may have failed, but we're going to do the best we can to make up for them. God bless you all, and God love you.